Good morning. It's 7:25 a.m. on Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. It's already almost 70. The sun has no cloud between me and it. People on what I think are electric bikes. They look cool. They look cool. So yesterday was a day of rest. Yesterday I did sort of some of the chores. The one I needed to do, which was laundry. I completely spaced out until it was already 100, 99. It was way too hot for me to be running the washer and dryer. The washer's not bad because it's cold water, but a dryer? I didn't really need to be pumping hot air into the house. So I brought my laundry hamper out and stuck it beside my desk. When my wife gets up, I can start a laundry. Probably get 90% of it taken care of before 10. It's supposed to be another hot day, not surprising. It's August here in Colorado. But yeah, I sort of lounged around yesterday, posted my podcast, got the made sure I patched up my milk delivery order, added my check mark to today and for the words. Today I will add it by writing words. Good morning. And it felt weird, in a good way. That felt weird not to. I was like, what am I going to do now? What are you going to play? Really? Am I allowed? Yeah, actually, it was required. So I played yesterday. It was a day of rest. Official. After 25,000 words, I earned a day off. So now today, I need to go back. I've already had my oatmeal. I made oatmeal last night. I made a big pot of oatmeal last night. And warmed it up this morning. had a cup of coffee. I've been up since, what time did I get up? 6 o'clock, I think. I woke up at 4:30 and had trouble getting my eyes unstuck to actually read the clock, which aggravated me. And I wasn't sure I was ever going to be able to go back to sleep, but I did. Slept till 6. I was in bed by 10. I'm almost done with Mercenary Librarians. Cars on the road, people on the sidewalk. Good morning. I'm in the bike lane. A yellow Jeep just went by. The fabric tops that kind of peel off, open up the roll cage, and all that. But it's bright yellow. It reminded me of my sister, who had one very similar to it. She calls it the Bumblebee. Saturn with a sprung hood. Interesting. I don't know if he knows that it's open on the safety latch, or that's just its default post. So I'm looking forward to getting back into this snoozing my long story. Ishmael Wong books have always been from a single point of view. And I make that statement as preface because I'm not sure this one will be. I'm not sure it can be. And make any sense. Although maybe. Maybe. I'll think about it. I'll keep going. Right now it's an Ishmael's point of view. Let's see if it stays there. I nudged the cover artist for Finwell Bay again. And I'm beginning to get a little nervous. Karen's on her second pass. She'll probably do a third one. She said yesterday that she'd probably be done in the next 10 days, which is plenty of time for me to get it into shape to send off to Podium. But I'm going to want to cover, because I'm going to want to publish this. She's liking the story, which is a good sign. Ah, oh, back in the shade. Sun is brutal this morning. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. That's somebody on the Golden Age Facebook group this morning. I was looking for. A cost-effective, honest, self-publishing company. And I'm like, oh. I may have been a little harsh, but that's not a unicorn. It's not even a unicorn. It's not a fictional beast that anybody who understands fictional beasts would call as real. I mean, a unicorn has some precedent. A unicorn has some meaning. A unicorn has some spiritual presence in the zeitgeist. Good morning. And she wants to write a children's book. It turns out she wants to write a children's book. And it's for, you know, a wonderful cause. Great. We'll bypass for the moment the implied morality messages that she's trying to inculcate in children. And assume that they are, in fact, you know, it's like, kids need to eat better. Well, okay, yeah, sure. It's not really children you need to convince. But okay. And just like children's books, it's not the children you need to convince. And most kids don't have e-readers. So this is going to be a paper product with all of the costs and expenses involved in paper products. Because there's no way in hell this thing is going to work as an ebook. Not as a children's ebook. Probably not as a middle grades ebook. Certainly not as a YA. Because, yeah, YA, that's not going to fly in YA. Now, speaking of YA, somebody tried to convince me that this was, Hostage was a YA book, and then complained because it used, one guy used an F-bomb. Once. It's the only one in the whole book. A, this isn't a YA book. Don't even... Yes, the main characters are 18, 19 years old. It's not even new adult. There's not enough sex in it for a new adult. So anyway, I might have been a bit harsh. It's like, do you upload your files or do they upload your files? If you upload your files, then you are self-publishing. If you paid them to do the service to create the files, and then they give the files to you for you to upload, that's a service company. Service companies are legit. I hire an editor. I give her the files. She gives me back the edited files. Formatting companies are legit. You give them the file, they give you back the formatted book. That's legit. You pay somebody $3,000 and give them your file and they upload it to the bookstore. That's not legit. That's a publisher. And it's a vanity press. And they made their money off that $3,000 check. They aren't making their money off selling your book. So they're not going to do a very good job of selling your book because they don't know how to sell books. If they did, they would be an actual publisher and not trying to play this scammy game. And if they're going to lie about that, are they going to lie about your sales? Are they going to lie about how much money a book earned? Are they going to tell the truth that you know, that $1.47 that you got from them at the end of the year is actually all the money that your book earned? I don't think so. Call me skeptical. They're going to just, you know, a little bit bitter and jaded. Maybe I'm a lot bitter and jaded, I don't know. Lady jogging. Every once in a while, I think I should be jogging. I should be, you know, putting a little more effort into this exercise thing. And then I realized that no, you're almost 70 years old. Yes, okay, 67, but still. I have to say, that's a pretty slick rig. It's got an automated little crane on the side. It comes out like it might be a wheelchair ramp or something. And extends a couple of arms and go around the trash can, and then picks it up, dumps it in, and puts the trash can back. So the only thing he needs to do is make sure that he's within reach of the trash can. Very nice. It's a very, very slick operation. Don't have guys yelling in the street. Not that good for people who used to be trash men, I suppose, because there's only one guy in that truck instead of two or three, but I'm back. I'm at the back gate. That rumble was my trash can coming up from the curb. I think this is the point where I say tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.